Taking the stage at a meeting for top corporate executives of the Asia-Pacific region, U.S. President Donald Trump told the audience he is willing to make one-on-one trade deals with any country in the region. But he firmly rejected multinational deals, such as the 12-nation Trans-Pacific Partnership, which was quickly abandoned in the first days of his administration.
I will make bilateral trade agreements with any Indo-Pacific nation that wants to be our partner and that will abide by the principles of fair and reciprocal trade. What we will no longer do is enter into large agreements that tie our hands, surrender our sovereignty, and make meaningful enforcement practically impossible.
Trump lamented that in the past, when his country lowered market barriers, other countries did not open their markets to the United States. From now on, however, Trump warned, the United States will expect that our partners will faithfully follow the rules.
We expect that markets will be open to an equal degree on both sides, and that private industry, not government planners, will direct investment.
Chinese President Xi Jinping, whose country's rise has been driven greatly by large-scale government planning, immediately followed Trump on the stage in Da Nang. She embraced the multilateral concept, in particular calling for support for a free trade area of the Asia-Pacific, which would harmonize regional and bilateral economic pacts. China was left out of the TPP, which was led by the United States and Japan, and was meant in great part as a bulwark against China's strategic ambitions. Xi also termed globalization an irreversible trend, but said the world must work to make it more balanced and inclusive.
At present, the progress toward economic globalization is experiencing headwinds. One of the reasons is that it is not inclusive enough. There needs to be more effort to make sure that different countries and people from different walks of life can all enjoy the benefits of development and that the beautiful view in the distance becomes reality.
The competing views on display here by the leaders of the two largest economies and militaries leaves open the question of whether competing approaches will eventually lead to a clash between the United States and China, or they will find a way to peacefully coexist in the long term. Steve Herman, VOA News, Da Nang, Vietnam.